You may have heard people say that President Kennedy would have never been assassinated in Dallas if he ordered the bubble top to remain on his limo. Today we take a look at the actual car he was riding in that day and what it tells us about the security of our presidents. It's our Best of 2013 series on the American Countryside. Harvest is complete and many corn producers are already thinking about next year's crop. AgriGold knows farmers want high yields, advanced genetics, and proven traits, but it's pointless if you can't match the proper hybrid to your field. AgriGold simplifies the process and helps you find the perfect match for your corn acres. The giant, regional, and limited series hybrids have proven results, and there are options to fit every field. AgriGold's global breeding program and knowledgeable agronomists will help you grow more corn on every acre. Contact your local corn specialist at 800-262-7333. Or visit agrigold.com.
You are a waste, a loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas and get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
The Henry Ford Museum houses many versions of presidential limousines. Curator Matt Anderson says perhaps the most famous is President Kennedy's limousine that had one important modification.
The most famous is that bubble top you talk about. Eisenhower himself had that added. It's just a plexiglass top that looks very much like a bubble, which fits on the car and lets the president be seen, but protects him from inclement weather. Certainly not bulletproof. That's an important point to make.
Of course, the bubble top became an important part of the discussion the day Kennedy was shot in Dallas.
People say, well, you know, if he'd had that roof on, would it have made a difference? Well, in terms of stopping a bullet, it wouldn't have done anything. You know, it may have deflected the bullet. But it's possible that the assassin might have thought that the panels were bulletproof and would have not shot.
After the assassination, the purpose and design of presidential limos changed greatly.
At that point, they realized that it can't be about visibility anymore. It's got to be about protection. So they put in all new plating, armor plating in the car for the first time. They put a permanent roof on it, and then they put a giant piece of bulletproof glass around the back and then bulletproof windows in the side. So it really becomes an armored vehicle at that point.
Many people do not realize that the car in which Kennedy was assassinated was put back into service.
Certainly people realized it was historically significant in November and December of 63. It was merely a matter of practicality. The president needs a car, and he needs a secure car, so it was going to be faster just to rebuild this car than to start from scratch with a new one.
Catch the full story behind presidential limos on The Scenic Route at AmericanCountryside.com. Traveling the countryside in Dearborn, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.